Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
You know, it's receding, and you can see the signs of it everywhere in every story this morning. The fear. The fear of the iron fist that the Democrats wielded, but don't anymore.
Yeah.
And you can see the story. I could tell it 15 different ways to you. Zuckerberg this morning coming out and at least saying, we'll see if he carries through with it, that he's going to essentially adopt the free speech that X has.
And that they put their CEO of Global Affairs on Fox and Friends this morning, right after that video was released.
And they added Dana White, UFC head of UFC, to their board, noted conservative,
and a Meta's board, big Trump supporter.
Yes. And so, what does that say? Well, it says a lot of things. We'll see what Zuckerberg does, okay? But it says that we are seeing the receding of the fear, the fear of the iron fist, and it was an iron fist of the Democrat Party. It's fading. If you think about Mark Zuckerberg for a second, and I've thought a lot about this because I've spent so much time censored by the man over the years, that, you know, when you go back to 2016, again, when I was adding 1,000 followers a month, like clockwork, I wasn't even trying. I was at 28,000. And all of a sudden, one day, I couldn't post anything political anymore. I could put up all the cat videos I wanted, but nothing political. I thought it was a computer at first. Yeah. And I don't know. And it was 2 days before the election. I think they realized that Hillary was going to lose. And they tried to stop it. They realized what was causing it. It was free speech. But if you think about it, that was his roots. That was Zuckerberg's roots, was free speech. He wasn't censoring stuff before. Then all of a sudden, he starts making all these protection payments to the Democrat Party. And he starts censoring for them. And it's taken Elon Musk saying, no, I'm not afraid of you. Think what they've tried to do to Musk, okay? They've tried twice now to put him in prison. They had the first DOJ SEC investigation where they gave an interview, the DOJ did, to the Wall Street Journal and said they're mad they failed. He had good lawyers, but they'd be back. They were going to try to convict him. They said it openly in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. I mean, that'll scare a guy like Zuckerberg. It'll scare these tech titans. You're Zuckerberg and you watch the CEO of Telegram fly into France and get arrested. And then that CEO, you see him on video going, yeah, you know, I was in America, my home in America. I wake up one morning, 9 a.m., I'm eating my breakfast. FBI comes walking into my house. And they demand that I open a back door for them so they can remove accounts they don't like. He said, no. Where's he now? Prison. Headed to prison. Arrested in France. Can be tried. That's what happens if you defy the FBI. If they don't get you here, they'll get you somewhere. And so there was very real reason for fear. Understand that. There was. That fear is receding. You want to hear? Want to see another example of it? It's everywhere this morning. It's the same story. The stench of the fear of the iron fist. You could smell it in the air. The Democrat Party and the rot is gone. McDonald's. McDonald's has decided to scale back its diversity practices in response to Supreme Court ruling. Our side is not fundamentally understanding the story. That's okay. We didn't get it the other times it's happened too recently. All these other big companies, John Deere and all these companies doing this. What did they say? Let's look at what they said. What are they changing exactly? I don't know. Diversity. No, that's not what they're changing.
No.
They will no longer have diversity targets. Listen to this. And they will withdraw from external diversity surveys. What does that mean? The Human Rights Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Who ran the Human Rights Campaign? This was a terrorist organization. It really was politically. The Human Rights Campaign was run by the deputy campaign manager of Barack Obama, who worked beneath him all the way back to Chicago doing community organizing, right? What they would do is go in there and they would give you a score. If your score was less than 100, all of the big investment firms that you need to keep your stock price where it needs to be, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, they would rebuff you. You're done. You're not getting bought by the big hedge funds, right? Well, what did you have to do to get this score? You had to let the Human Rights Campaign into your company, literally physically ensconce them in your company, and you had to reveal to them the internals of all of your hiring decisions, and you had to let them make suggestions for who to hire at these companies. That's why the Allstate CEO beclowned himself the last week. He's still trying to please them. He doesn't understand. Things are changed. We moved on now. You don't have to please the Democrats by lying for them. It's okay. You'll be all right. Nobody's going to hurt you. And so what had happened with this human rights campaign, they were buried deep inside these companies, getting their friends jobs. The jobs then turn around, these people from inside the companies spy on the companies, report to the human rights campaign. If you're not perfectly well behaved and you don't essentially let Obama and his goons run your company and do what you want, they'll lower your score and they'll rock you in the stock market. And everybody was afraid to turn the human rights campaign down. And now that's all they're doing is turning the human rights campaign down. And when you go and if you carefully examine the notices of this from company after company after company that has done it since the election and some of them before as the dominoes started to fall, it all says the same thing. We are, it's some form of the verbiage, we're excluding outside monitoring. We're no longer participating in outside monitoring. We're no longer being a part of the surveys. This was Obama's reign of terror, Lee. That's what they're rejecting. Not, and we call it DEI for lack of a better word, diversity. Now, these companies still have diversity programs. And now they're using the Supreme Court college ruling as an excuse. But that's not what it was. It started before that. This is them losing their fear of Obama and the Democrat Party and Obama's minions. Yep. This is them losing their fear of Larry Fink, who was all but a corporate dictator. And you know what these were? But you know what the human rights campaign was doing? Social credit scores. Mm-hmm. That's what it was a social credit score, just like out of China.
That was the institutionalization of something that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson had been doing for years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, really, they did. And they had reduced it to a score.
Exactly. And the Obama folks were able to institutionalize it and make it into something that was much more organized and even more effective than what Jackson and Sharpton used to do.
So, I mean, and you look at who's done this. I mean, Harley Davidson, Walmart, John Deere. And it just it's every week there's another one. Lowe's, Ford Motor Company. Right. And in almost all of these articles, you'll find no mention of the human rights campaign. I had to dig to find one. This AP article actually had it in there. So I want you to know this is not my imagination. Yeah. This is the one article I'm able to find where the mainstream media has explained this. Let me read it to you so you can see what I'm talking about. McDonald's said it will also pause external surveys. The burger giant didn't elaborate, but several other companies, including Lowe's, Ford Motor Co., suspended their participation in the annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion. Now, remember what else you had to do, okay? You had to ensconce these people in your marketing department.
Yeah, you had to hire them.
Yes, you had to hire them. They're people, these Democrats, worthless, useless Democrats.
You had to hire people in these positions and pay them big salaries to do these things.
You had to let them take over your marketing. Have you seen the wackadoodlery that passes as commercials in this country now?
Yeah.
Have you seen how it doesn't appeal to the common American? I don't have to elaborate.
Yeah.
Have you seen how it looks more like a Democrat primary campaign commercial?
Yeah, exactly.
Weirdly, right?
Yeah.
Did you see, let's go back and explain all this and make this make sense. You see what happened to Bud Light with Dylan Mulvaney? Human rights campaign. They were so busy trying to placate Obama and the Democrats so as not to have an SEC investigation or a DOJ investigation or an investigation for God knows what, terrorized and torn apart, trying to protect themselves, that Bud Light destroyed itself.
Yeah, they lost tons of market share.
Yes. Why on earth would you hire Dylan Mulvaney?
No.
A grown man who identifies as a 12-year-old girl. Not a woman, a 12-year-old girl. Why would you do that? No. To get these people off your back. So all these corporations now, they're losing their fear. And it's glorious. I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
couldn't be more excited.
This was a trend. I mean, the water was leaking from the dam. I still think that the pivotal moment when the dam broke was the first assassination attempt on Trump.
Yeah, with the country.
Because that motivated supporters and those who were leaning Trump and those who are even maybe even just possibly halfway considering, but also what major social media person came out and talked about what a moment that was?
Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
That was the pivotal moment that changed history.
Think about this, though, psychologically, right? And actually, I wish I had the survey. I've got it right in this drawer right here. Think about it. The first time your mind starts to go to some dark places, like, is there really a deep state, like half the country claims? Is that really true? And then you see the second attempt.
Mm-hmm.
They went too far. You see the second attempt and you're like, wait a minute. I can buy one of these, but two? Here's the clip you're talking about, Lee, from Zuckerberg, right? This is the weekend after the Trump assassination attempt, or like 2 days. It was like 2 days later.
On a personal note, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, hold on with the music, though. Remember what happened after that, though. This is how you could still see the FBI working inside. They have their hooks inside Facebook. When people tried to put pictures, the famous pictures of the assassination, remember?
Yep.
They were told to take them down or they'd get a strike. They were accurate pictures. They were not inaccurate. But Facebook was saying they weren't real. Or was that the FBI? I don't know. Here's what I need from Zuckerberg. I need Zuckerberg to tell me the FBI is out. You have closed the back door, as Elon Musk did. We know it's there. It was there for Twitter. You closed the back door. You kicked the FBI out. Then I will believe you. Send them packing with their little stupid cardboard boxes. In shame. Do that. Then I'll believe you. But Lee, the fact that he even has to say he's ending censorship is huge. It is huge. You know why? It means he admits he did it in the first place.
Yeah, admission.
It's admission.
Yeah.
And that's the first step, right? To recovery?
Yes.
12-step program.
Yes, exactly.
it's a good day. We'll be right back.